Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. The Bible says we can look to God to keep us safe. And this week on Morning Prayer, we're looking to see if that's really a viable option in today's modern world. Yesterday, we started exploring the biblical account of the prophet Elisha and a Shunammite woman to see what it has to tell us about this. And we discovered that the first step is to welcome spirituality and its power into our consciousness and life, to give them a permanent place in the way we think and act. We start to see the effects of this as the story progresses. Elisha wants to thank the woman for her hospitality and asks what he can give her. She's too modest to ask for anything, but Elisha's servant tells him that she has no son and that her husband is old, apparently making it unlikely that she'll ever have a child. But Elisha tells her she'll give birth to a son. She can't believe it, but it turns out as Elisha said, a son is born. So here we see the effects of rejecting standard ways of thinking and acting and cultivating spirituality and its power instead. Turning to spiritual ways and means can lead to progress and growth even in situations where these would seem impossible. That can be a real help in dealing with a variety of seemingly intractable problems we face today, whether in our own lives or on a larger scale. May we all cultivate spirituality and its power and experience the progress and safety it can provide for everyone. Amen.